This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. An oil spill from a BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana this week is raising new worries about the stepped-up processing of Canadian tar sands oil and threats to Lake Michigan. BP confirmed the oil leak happened on Monday. We're joined now by Michael Hawthorne, who's a reporter with the Chicago Tribune. Good to have you with us, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Well, considering 7 million people in Chicagoland depend on Lake Michigan for drinking water, even a little tiny spill must be cause for concern.
It is, I think. Anytime you hear about pollution in Lake Michigan, people's ears perk up. And there have been problems and concerns about this particular refinery for a number of years, going back to when they wanted a new permit to increase the amount of pollution they could potentially release into Lake Michigan. It is one of the biggest polluters, industrial polluters, at least on Lake Michigan. So anytime there's something involving BP, people pay attention.
So tell us about this Whiting refinery, because wasn't it recently upgraded so they could process more tar sands oil from Alberta?
It was. It goes back. It's one of the oldest refineries in the country, actually. It goes back to John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil. But more recently, it's been substantially upgraded. About $4 billion BP spent on that refinery to process more of the Canadian tar sands oil coming from a region of Alberta. And there's a lot of issues that come along with that. That type of oil is very heavy. It's dirtier. It takes more energy to process. And so at various points in time, BP has sought permission to at least have the authority to release more pollution into the lake. And there's been an ongoing dispute with BP, along with federal environmental regulators and environmental groups, essentially trying to hold them accountable and make sure that what they're doing doesn't violate any environmental laws.
And we know BP's on extremely thin ice, isn't it, with the U.S. government after that 2010 well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico? Because if you're the company behind the worst offshore oil spill in American history, this latest spill is not going to improve your image.
I think that they're very concerned about that. The good news, it looks like, if it's good news, let's put it, I guess, into context. Mm-hmm. It was something like, 4.9 billion gallons or something like that from the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico. We don't know yet just how much oil was released from the refinery into Lake Michigan a couple of days ago. Some people, at least off the record from the company, were suggesting it was about 10 barrels, 12 barrels. Not a lot in relative terms, and given the amount of pollution that's already going into the lake from that part of Northwest Indiana, you know, how much effect it had on the lake is at least in the eyes of environmental regulators, fairly minimal.
Michael, what does BP say happened at the refinery that led to the spill?
Well, that's what's so confusing. They just spent all this money upgrading the refinery, and one of the centerpieces, or the actual centerpiece of that project, was something called a crude distillation unit. It's one of the first steps in the processing of crude oil into gasoline and other fuels. This particular unit came online just in July of 2013, and already something's happened. So at least from what BP and what federal officials told me in the last 24 hours, what's happened is there's like a cooling system, almost like a car radiator that's kind of going throughout the refinery.
Mm-hmm.
It's sealed. It's taking water from the lake, circulating it through the refinery to keep the equipment from overheating and then discharging back out into the lake. Oil is never supposed to come in direct contact with that cooling water. But for some reason, there was a malfunction at this crude distillation unit, not even in production for a year now. And somehow a slug of oil got into the cooling system and was pumped right out into the lake.
Wow. Now, do we have a sense how far it spread out into the lake and whether it had environmental impact?
Well, there's the area where the refinery is in kind of like a makeshift cove where, in the bend in the south western shore of the lake, and it looks like, at least from when the EPA and the Coast Guard flew over the scene yesterday, and from what they were able to determine in terms of seeing an oil sheen on the water, that it looks like strong winds pushed most of that oil into this sandy cove between the refinery and a steel mill that's nearby at the Indiana Harbor and Ship Canal. The weather was really cold. Some of the oil hardened into these little balls of almost waxy consistency, and there were crews out on this sandy beach that's on BP's property yesterday, literally picking up these tiny pieces of waxy oil by hand.
Lovely. When we think about possible environmental impact with wildlife or human health. Does the EPA have any sense that that has happened?
At this point, they, at least yesterday, and I don't think anything's changed since then, they see no impact on wildlife or human health.
And I've got to imagine for environmental groups who are already unhappy with the plant and they were opposed to that upgrade and the larger processing, that they've got to be very concerned since Monday's spill.
Well, I think what they've seen over time, and if you look at the record of this, is in many cases Indiana regulators and BP have kind of worked in lockstep on these issues, and the federal government officials from Michigan and Illinois and environmental groups have had to go in there, kind of look at the fine print of the permits that are granted by the state of Indiana, and make sure that the proper monitoring is going on and that the limits on pollution are set at a point that it's not going to be detrimental to the lake or people who get their drinking water from Lake Michigan.
So the cleanup effort continues, but even more importantly is figuring out how that slug of oil got into that cooling system.
I'd like to know myself.
Michael Hawthorne, reporter with the Chicago Tribune. Thanks for talking with us on Stateside, Michael.
Thank you.